A bill permanently repealing the estate tax won the backing of a solid majority in the House yesterday, just as it did during last year's session. 41 Democrats joined all but four of the ruling Republicans to approve the measure. The debate over claims to inherited wealth moves to the Senate, where prospects are less certain for a permanent repeal of the estate tax, NPR's David Wellner reports.
Jennifer Dunn and other Republicans don't even refer to the government's claim on what you can't take with you as the estate tax. For them, it's the more gruesome-sounding death tax. The congresswoman from Washington State is the chief sponsor of the bill making the year-long repeal of that tax due to take place in 2010 permanent.
The death tax appeared in 1916 under a Democrat president, Woodrow Wilson, and the government figured out one more way to get his hand into your pocket and never let go.
Dunn was speaking to supporters of repealing the estate tax yesterday at a Capitol Hill rally. A short time later on the House floor, California Republican Chris Cox insisted permanent repeal of that tax was not a gift to the nation's wealthiest.
The rich don't pay it. They hire expensive lawyers and accountants to design trusts and foundations to avoid the tax so that only small business, family farms, and people without cash who have to liquidate assets to pay the tax man pay it.
But Democrats weren't buying the argument that abolishing the estate tax helps ordinary people. California's Javier Becerra said Republicans were doing the bidding of a tiny, privileged minority.
Eliminating the estate tax, we're giving a tax break not for Americans, but the 1.3% richest Americans in this country. It's easy with anecdotes to hide behind family farms and family businesses, which constitute less than 1% of the estates that are paying estate taxes.
Beyond who really benefits, the debate was also about whether inherited wealth was good or bad for the country. Texas Republican Sam Johnson declared this is a nation built on free enterprise.
Free enterprise means you start with nothing and you make something out of it. And guess what? It's great that you can turn it over to your kids when you die.
But then those kids would not be starting out with nothing. That troubled New York's Amo Houghton, one of the four Republicans who voted against repealing the estate tax. Houghton said he worried about
the corrosive effect this tax would have on a subsequent generation who no longer has to work or earn. But that's all been taken care of. And I've seen this effect on other countries where there's an establishment of a landed gentry, a privileged entitled class, and it's not good. And that's not what has made the United States what it is today.
And North Dakota's Earl Pomeroy, like many other Democrats, said it was folly to be eliminating estate taxes 7 years from now.
This thing explodes in its consequence in the budget. $840 billion worth of revenue loss in the next decade, just as baby boomers retire and want their Medicare and want their Social Security.
Pomeroy offered an alternative bill that would have let couples inherit up to $6 million without paying taxes, but it was rejected in a near party-line vote. Democrats warned Republicans the bill for permanent estate tax repeal will die in the Senate, just as it did last year. Even though there are a few more Republicans in the Senate this time, supporters of the measure admit there are not quite enough votes there to abolish the tax. David Wellner, NPR News.
Thank you.